on page Nun, footnote 21. Footnote 21 on page Nun. The Maimer Ap Nitzavim Hayom Kulcham. The Rebbe is explaining the unique opportunity that we have. Rosh Hashanah, it's not void of the whole year, but particularly in Rosh Hashanah, Avakshu Panai is Panecha Hashem Avakesh. Bakshu Panai, V'chom Alibi Bakshu Panai, the Rebbe explains that there's a way to cry out to Hashem from that part of us that's called the Pnimius Halev, which we're going to be talking about more today. Pnimius Halev. And there's a way to reach out to Hashem as Baruch with the Chitzonius Halev. And we were learning last week the meaning of Chitzonius Halev, this Tzaka from the Chitzonius Halev, which is the beginning of that journey. You know, it sounds to us like we can't even imagine reaching the Madrega of Chitzonius Halev, but it's the beginning of that journey of Espanecha Hashem Avakesh. Bakshu Panai, Espanecha Hashem Avakesh. The Chitzonius Halev that we were learning about last week, how does one awaken the Chitzonius Halev? So the Tanya was explaining with great das in his boinenus, the Gedulas Hashem. Thinking, but not stam thinking, but meditating deeply upon this nakuda of how the Rebbeinu Shalom, created everything, put everything to existence from ayin to yesh. And every single moment, b'tu mechadish b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh b'reishis, and atem mechayis kulam every single second, the person thinks about how the infinite light of Hashem is mispashet, spreads forth to give each and every one of us life every single second. When a person is marchiv his mind, focusing and concentrating on this reality, on this truth, this brings to it sa'akas halev, to a scream of the heart, which is compared to the roar of the lion. As the Rebbe brings a pasuk in Hosea, Achrei Hashem Alecho ka'aryeh yishag, ka'aryeh yishag. This roar of the lion that a Jew is capable of comes from the chitzonius halev, from the outer layer of the heart, or the outer point of the heart, which is compared to the roar of a lion, because the lion in the Ma'aseh Merkava, in the vision of the chariot of Yechezkel HaNavi, the lion is Pnei Aryeh El HaYamin, is on the right side, which is the camp of Michael, the Malach Michael. The Avoid is an Avoid of Ahava, of great love. And the love of the Malach Michael and all the malachim from that world of the right, and each and every one of us who feels this love for Hashem, was able to fall in love kivyachal with the Rebbeinu Shalom, is this tremendous, tremendous desire to be mizbatal altogether in the light of Hashem, and to feel that chiyas of Elokus that is Mechaya, and it's Mahava Mechayas each and every second from the infinite light of Hashem. All of this the Rebbe explains is the Hisairus of Chitzonius Halev. Chitzonius Halev, Chitzonius Ha'or, and Pnimius Ha'or. So if you look at footnote 21, as we learn, this all is a hisbainus in the light of Hashem that's mispashet. It's a ziv, it's a ray of light, kivyachol. It's a moshel, of course, of a ray that's mispashet. Lahachyeh says ha'ilum is to give life to all worlds, which is chitzonius, it's not pnimius. Ha'hevdel ben, we're looking at footnote 21 on page Nun. A hevdel ben chitzonius upnimius hu. The difference between chitzonius and pnimius, external, internal, hu k'may begashmius. Like in gashmius, shirak achelik achitzon shel eza dava nir lechutz. You could only see the outside of something is visible to those who are looking on the outside. But the inside is hidden from all those who can see. Kach b'davar ruchni. So it is b'davar ruchni, in ruchnius. Shechitzanius hu oisach chelik emezgala el hazulas. What's the chitzanius? Chitzanius is only that which is visible to somebody else, to somebody outside of oneself. That's the chitzanius. And the pnimius is the actual thing which others can't see. It's not mezgala luchutz. L'dugma, for instance, the chachma. When it comes to chachma, sheyesh ba chelik achitzayni v'chelik apnimi. With chachma, there's a chelik achitzayni and there's a chelik apnimi. K'may chacham gadol haloymid in Talmud Katan. For instance, a great chacham who's learning with a Talmud Katan, who's learning with a Talmud, a student, Sheni Yochel Avarlas Oimek Hasvaris Hadakis, Kfi Shumeivin Kashalaymid La'atzmai, this great Chacham cannot really explain to the Talmud. The Talmud's, the student is a beginner, or he's a child, and the great Chacham has something very, very, very deep in his mind and in his heart, but he can't convey that to the child. The child is not ready. The child is not able, would not be able to absorb. We've learned this mashal many times. The child would not be able to absorb such a thing. So the chacham explains the sugya b'ayfen poshet. He explains it in a chitzonius dicker way. Chitzonius doesn't mean it's not true. It's true. It's true, he tells him the pshat and the sugya, life and pashat. Hari asvaras ha-sichli is kefisha meivin la'atzmai hen pnimiya sichla. What he's teaching the boy is true, but it's the chitzonius, it's the external, more superficial aspect of the truth that is easily understood, observable, and experienced by the Talmud. So while the Rebbe is explaining that, inside of the Rebbe's mind, there's the pnimius of the svar, the deeper meaning of the svar, the deeper meaning. So he could be explaining the Gemara, and he's explaining there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and he tells the boy, Rabbi Yochanan says like this, and Reish Lakish says like that. And inside the Rebbe's mind, there's Reb Chaim, there's Reb Shimon. There's a lot of stuff going inside the Rebbe's mind. If he would start saying over the Reb Chaim, the Reb Shimon to the boy wouldn't understand what the simple pshat in the Gemara is. Now, the simple pshat in the Gemara is true. The chitzonius of the Gemara is true. It's emes lamita. And anybody who would say that it's not true is not because it's true. Nevertheless, it's not the pnimius of the sugi. It's the chitzonius of the sugya. The chelik haseichel shemashpila talmida nikra b'shem chitzonius haseichel. That part or that amount of the seichel that the Rebbe is able to be mashpia, that he's able to give over to the Talmud, that part of the seichel is the chitzonius haseichel. It's not the pnimius haseichel. The chelim malik kivyachol. So that's a moshe. The chelim malik kivyachol. The chitzonius ha'or, that which is called the chitzonius ha'or, the external chitzonius of light, hu ha'shefa ha'eloki, ha'mitzamtzeim ad she'yuchal li'ez nitfas b'nidvayim. It's that amount of light that we can handle. It's that amount of light. This is not a new concept for those who have been learning from the beginning. This is not, it's the amount of light, it's the amount of light that can give a table its identity as a table. And the ocean, its metzius is an ocean. It's the chitzonius kivyachol of Hashem's light. That the creation can live with, can exist with. And we can look at creation and have an inkling of Hashem's Baruch's presence and thoughts, but it's the chitzonius ha'or. It's the chitzonius. Ad yuchlid nitpas b'nivraim. The nivra, that's us, the nivraim can relate to that, just like the student, the child, can relate to the chitzonius of the Rebbe's mind. He cannot relate to the pnimius of the Rebbe's mind. Therefore, the Rebbe doesn't tell him that. The Rebbe's thinking of that while he's saying over, oh, this is Rabbi Yochanan, this is Reish Lakish. The Rebbe, when he says Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, in his mind, he's thinking of Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, what's going on over here? But on a deeper level. But to the boy, he says, oh, machlok, it's the simple pshat from the Gemara. That's the chitzonius ha'or. Pnimius ha'or, hu or ein soy baruch hu ba'atmai. That's the, in the Marshall, that's what the Rebbe really has in his mind. Really meaning, not that the other was not true, but the innermost thought of the Rebbe. The Rebbe himself. It's the Rebbe himself. This is Kivyoch HaShem himself. Who or Ein Sof Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, the infinite light of HaShem himself. Shlomala Megedah Nevroim. That is higher, that is above, that transcends the gather of anything that's created, umechusav enel mehem, and is hidden from the nevroim, just like the Rebbe's the pnimis of the Rebbe's seichel is hidden from the student. What the student is hearing is true, but he's only hearing a small piece of the picture. Now let's go back on top. Let's continue. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'atzmai. Now, we're leading up to the Pnimius Ha'or. The Pnimius Ha'leif. What does it mean for a Jew to be able to come to that point within himself that's called Pnimius Ha'leif? And to be able to cry out HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Pnimius HaLeif, which, as we learned, is higher than anything that could be enclosed in words, the Shofar. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'atzmai, rom u'misnasei. Until now we're talking about the ziv, the ray of light that shines out kivyachol from Hashem to give life to the world and all worlds. The chitzonius ha'or. The chitzonius halev is inflamed when thinking about that. When even focusing on that piece of the picture, or that ray of light. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayde V'atzmai, Ram Misnasei, Hashem Kivyachal himself is Ram Misnasei, he's exalted, and Misnasei, he's higher, he's beyond. U'kadachsir kinizgav shmai levadai. Says in Pasuk, Nizgav Shmai Levada. His name, which we're not talking about the essence of the name by which he's called, Nizgav Shmai Levada. His name is exalted and is Levado's unique by itself. Shafilu Bechines Shmo, who Bechines Levada. Even that bechina of Hashem's name is levado, is alone, meaning beyond us. The leis machshava tfisa be, that no mind can comprehend it. Vani Hashem leishenisi ksiv. It says in Pasuk, in the Navi, in Malachi, Ani Hashem leishenisi. I Hashem, who I am, is unchanging. K'may kodin shenivra ha'olam, ha'yehu shmei levada. The same way that before the universe was created, before anything was created, it was only Hashem, Him and His name, ha'yehu shmei levada. K'may shekasavti mokam achir, as I've explained elsewhere. So too, after all was created, in the Pnimius, the true reality is, it hasn't changed. Koidim Shneva Ha'olam and Acha Shneva Ha'olam, it's all the same. It's only Hashem. I mean, Hashem Lo Shenisi. Creation did not change Hashem. It changed the world's experience of Hashem, but it didn't change Hashem. Nothing was changed. U'kamay mahamelech hamrim levadam he'oz. Like we say in davening before Kriya Shema, Hamelech Hamroimam Levadam Eoz, the same way that the king was exalted and was by himself, only God, Meoz, from way back then, from before creation. Meshubach, Meforim Esnasei Perish, Meoz Koidim Shneva Ha'olam, the way that he was before the world was created. Hoya Bechinas Hamelech, Shubechinas Shmoi, that he was, his name, he was Bebchinas Levado Umuvdal, he was by himself, Umuvdal, totally separated and removed from anything else. V'gam Ata, Sheyesh Yemais Olam, as we say there in Davening, so now that we are already in a time that's called Yemais Olam, the days of the world, meaning now we're in this world that exists. Nevertheless, Hashem remains Meshubach, Umafuah, glorified and praised, Umisnasa Mehem, and higher and above all that exists. She'ena page in an Aleph. She'ena mispasha the mislavish b'soichem b'chinas gilui, where the essence kivyochel of Hashem is not spreading forth or being enclosed in anything that exists in any way that we can see or understand or experience. And in that reality, nothing has changed. U'kidachsiv, ki Hashem lakecha eish oichlohu, as it says in Chumash, Hashem your God is a consuming fire. Perish. Keteva ha'esh shemestalik lamala al derech mashal. Veini yoridu mispashet, like the nature of fire. Like the nature of fire, that it's teva, it's by nature, it's the opposite of water. Whereas water, by nature, flows down, meaning all the way down to every little pebble, and every little grain of sand, like the Rebbe, whose mind flows down to every little student to explain to the child on his level. That's the nature of water. But fire is the opposite. Fire rises up. Fire doesn't descend, doesn't flow downward. Fire rises upward. It's any yard in this passion. It does not descend and spread out to the lower world. So Hashem is called in Chumash, Ki Hashem Lekach Eish Oichlohu. That's not referring to the Chitzonius Ha'or, or that which is Memalikal Almin. It's referring to the Pnimius Ha'or, the inner infinite light of Hashem, that is not descending, dripping, flowing and dripping into our lives. We can't experience this. We don't understand it. We can't think of it. It's compared to a fire. That's mistalik lamal al derech mashal. Any yard of mispashim. Ki nikol ha'ashpoh v'amshach ha'mayor ein tzayv baruch hu ba'olam is hu b'chinas yirida v'shtal shalos v'machma gavol v'machma nomach. Because any Hashpah, any time that Hashem's infinite light reaches down into the world to change, to influence, to give life and light to our lives and to anything that exists, that's a great yurida. It's a tremendous descent, like the water that flows down. Vistashlus, a descent, mimokum gavoa, from a very high place, lemokum namuch, to a low place. Like the Rebbe, who descends from a high place of understanding the depths of that sugya, and he descends into the life of the little boy to teach him the pshat and the gemara. That's the hispashtus of the ur of Hashem, like water that flows down into this world. And the same way that the Rebbe has given life to the child, or given life to his perception and understanding of the Gemara, so too, kivyachol, when there's a hashpah and an hamshacha from the infinite light of Hashem, it descends. It's like the water that flows down and descends from a high place to a low place. Low place, but b'chinas mai. This can only happen after many tzimtzumen, many coverings, constrictions of the light. Just like, again, in the mashal, the Rebbe has to cover and constrict the light of his seichel so that he's able to descend down into the mind of the child. So the Rebbe's seichel has to go through a number of tzimtzumim in his lapshes, ha'or, the madregas shinus, different madregas, umasachim rabim, and many veils, many coverings, many masks. Lahalim lahasta gili elakusias baruch ba'atzim b'chvayda, to conceal, to cover, to hide the revelation of Hashem's light, meaning ba'atzim b'chvayda of kivyachol himself. Shaloyiyu ha'ilm es b'teilim. And we've learned this over the years. Shaloyiyu ha'ilm es b'teilim, so that the world's not be destroyed. V'hayu k'loy hayu. Just like in the mashal, so that the child not be destroyed. If the Rebbe would reveal the pnimius of the light of his seichel, the child would not understand anything about the Gemara. It wouldn't make any sense to him at all. It would destroy the child. So too, al derech mashal, all the olamos would be betalim b'hayu k'lo hayu, and all of the worlds would be like they didn't exist. V'yachsu la'ayin ve'efes k'shehayu, and everything would return to absolute nothing, kishahayu, as they once were. Avav gili elukusias baruch ba'atzmai v'chvayd l'shach shum hashpah. And on that level, kivyochel of Hashem, ba'atzmai v'chvaydai, it's not shayach to speak of a hashpah, of a giving over, of an explanation, of a lesson, of a shiur. It's not shayach. Shum hashpa. Loi begede mamale, v'loi begede saivev. Not on the level of filling, and not on the level even of surrounding. Where when it comes to surrounding, one could have a certain vague sense of something that's there. Not even that. Not b'chvod of atzma. L'chein page nun beis, v'lachein nikra, kel elyon. Therefore, in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Hashem is Sof Kol Sof is Kel Elyon. Kel Elyon. We say at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we have to remember the unbelievable schus that we have in the chesed of Hashem's Baruch, that our Rebbe, the Baruch Shalom, talks to us in a way of the flowing waters that come down from above to below, Chitzonius Ha'or, that he comes down through trillions and trillions, infinite number of worlds, to listen to us and to hear what we have in our hearts and our minds. But at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we have to remind ourselves, Kel Elyon, who he is, which we can't speak of, but he's Kel Elyon, he's higher, he's Ramu Misnase. Klaim Sharam V'Nisa V'Gavoy Ma'od. Great, high, exalted, Gevayim Ha'oy. Misham Nimshach Liyas La'odam, and from that place, that awareness, again, the awareness of not understanding, but that awareness of despite that he's Roma Misnasa Kel Elyon, Gavaya Gavaya Ma'oid. Person thinks about that. Misham Nimshach Liyas La'odam B'chinas Tzaka B'pnimiyas Halev. L'malam and Adas, this could shake a person's heart to such a degree, thinking about this, that a scream can come forth from the depths of the person's heart, l'malam and Adas, higher than anything that he can understand himself. He doesn't understand himself the nature of this scream and where it comes from. L'malam nadash l'oli parid mi'yichudav achdus yisborach, a scream crying out to Hashem from the pnimiyas halev to never be separated, ever. Sh'oli parid mi'yichudav from God's oneness v'achdus yisborach, v'liyos libo boya kirish pe'esh, sh'ol heves ha'olim helen, his heart becomes like burning coal, a flame that rises higher and higher. On its own. He doesn't understand it. He can't explain it. Shall have us oil me'ala, or me'atzma, believe tam v'das. It's like it's happening. It just happens, believe tam v'das. Without a reason, or without an explanation. L'yishtapech nafshal chek avia, to pour his soul. L'chek avia, to its father's lap, to his father's embrace. The limsa nafsha be'achad, to give his soul to want to die. Limsa nafsha be'achad. Ki chelek Hashem amoy, with this unbelievable awareness, ki chelek Hashem amoy, Yisrael Olu B'machshav, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy, that Kivyochel himself, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy, means that the Nishmas Yisrael, that the Neshama of a Jew, the neshama of a Jew contains Kivyochel himself. It's not anything that I can understand, that I can explain how it is, what it is. That's the Messias. Ki chelek Hashem amoy. The Yisrael olu b'machshava. Chazal say the Yisrael olu b'machshava, the Kivyochel Hashem first thought of us and created the universe. The Pchinus Pnimius, K'mashe Kasavti B'malkam Acher. This is the Pnimius, as I've written in other places as well. Let's learn the pages. Back to page Nun. Pretty scary to think that the Rebbe lived this way. This is how he lived. We should each try to feel Hakar Satov every day, but tonight's Yutes Kislev, tomorrow's Yutes Kislev, to express our Hakar Satov to the Baruch Hu for sending such a tzaddik into the world, where it was zeicher to learn his Torah, and if not for the geula that took place on Yutes Kislev, then chalila the Rebbe's light would have been lost to the world. So the fact that he was freed from prison, as poda b'shalom nafshi, was on Yutes Kislev. It was understood by all the tzaddikim at that time it was understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his nod to the light of the Baal Shem Tov, and that it was time for the light of the Baal Shem Tov to spread forth into the world. And therefore, it's not only a Yom Tov for Chabad Hasidim. Of course, they feel particularly honored by the fact that the Tanya was their first Rabbi. But it's a Yom Tov for all Klai Yisrael. It's also the Mizrach HaMagid's Yahrzeit Kiyadua. And that connection between Mizrach HaMagid and the Tanya is one that we have to be grateful for. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the special time to do that is on Yutas Kislev. Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chvoyde v'atzmai rov nisnasek d'chsiyev k'nizgav sh'may levadai sh'afidu p'nish sh'may p'nish levadai t'leis ma'shov v'tfisebe. We're on page 9 on the right side in the commentary in Chassidus Mevoros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chvoyde v'atzmai rov nisnasek m'kol geder ha'briya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chvayda va'atzmai is Rama Misnase, is higher, is exalted above. He called Gedder Habriya. He called Gedder Habriya. From anything that can be defined in terms of earthly existence. Va'afilo al Bechinas Shmoy Shal Kadosh Baruch. And now, even if we're talking about the name of Hashem, She'enim Husavat Musis Baruch, which is not his essence. The name is a way of speaking about him, not him. Nemar Kinizgav Shmoy Levade. That alone, even that, is Nizgav Shmoy Levade. So Kol Kach Murum of a Nizgav Shmoy Is Baruch, when it is right that even Hashem's name is so much higher than all that exists. Ad shehu levadai. Levadai means muvdol mehem legamrei. Totally transcendent and beyond. Deleis machshava tfisabei. That no mind can comprehend. Rak hoidai al eres v'shamayim. Not like many from the time that the little children are not saying hoidai, they're saying hodu. So it's a very, very terrible mistake to make in one's ivri. But, of course, Hashem's book takes everything, even if it's not pronounced right, and so on. But it's a big difference between saying haidu, which is telling us to give praise. Haidai al eretz v'shamayim. Haidai. Haidai v'zivai, his splendor and his light. Doesn't mean haidu. It's Haidu Hashem Kitai. Haidai al Eres Vishamayim. Haidai Vizivai Shashmai. Hu Hameyer al Eres Vishamayim. Haidai Vizivai Shashmai. Hu Hameyer al Eres Vishamayim. Vani Hashem Loishin Isiksiv. My kodesh shneva elam hayu shmei levadai. K'mashikasav makamachem. Roimimus v'havdalazu. This great exaltedness and uniqueness and separation. Igam la'achas Hakadosh Baruch Hu borei mechayis elamis. Continues even after Hashem has created and creates our world and all worlds. Aydei ha'or v'aziv mispashim menu, through that ray of light. This mispashet, like the Rebbe, that gives the chitzanius ha'leif, or chitzanius ha'seichel, to the student. But the Rebbe remains the Rebbe. And it doesn't take away from the Rebbe. The fact that the Rebbe, when teaching the child, that the Rebbe's mind is mispashet, to the chitzanius of the Rebbe's mind is mispashet and reaches out to the child, doesn't in any way detract from the light that's in the Rebbe's mind. Shemikom akum uhusav atzmus yizbarach afilu shmai hem gam atakein. The atzmus, the essence, even the name of Hashem is now the way that it was before creation. Lishum shimri, ani Hashem leishin isi. We shouldn't think that the creation of the world has caused any change, God forbid, in Hashem. Nothing has changed. Because the whole inyan of the Bria is not taifis mokum, does not take up any space or room. Batzmus Mahusi is Baruch in the essence of who he is. Lefich HaKamayshu Kadim Shnifa Olam. Therefore, the same way before creation, Hoya Hu Ushmei Belvad, it was only Hashem and His name alone. Meaning, She'ein Shum Metziyas Mevagash Baruch. There's no Metziyas other than Hashem. Kach Gam La'achrei Shnifa Olam. So too, after the creation of the world, Hayu Metziyas Yisbaruch Gam Ata Hu Ushmei Belvad. Mitzad Hashem, the Rebbe. It's Hu Shmei Levad, still the way that it always was. Himself, exalted and unique, and alone. K'may Sh'aymim, like we just said in Davening an hour ago, Atu Hu Ad Shalei Nivra Ha'ilam, Atu Hu Mishin Nivra Ha'ilam. We just said that, by the creation of the four Karbonis. Atu Hu Ad Shalei Nivra Ha'ilam, and Atu Hu Mishin Nivra Ha'ilam. Perish, she'es lizbaruch hakol b'shava mamish. Ki yochav Hashem, hakol b'shava mamish. It's all the same. Kodim sh'niv ha'olam, ul'ach sh'niv ha'olam. Before creation and after creation. Zeh perish nuzach ha'tfilah. And that's the meaning of the davening. Ha'melech ha'mroim ha'mlevada mi'oz. Before we misnasi mi'mois ha'olam. What does that mean? Perish. Me'oz, he's still above and exalted. Me'oz, kaidem b'yisaylam, the way that it was before creation. She'oz hei ha'melech ha'mroim levadai, like we said, that he was exalted by himself. Chenal, the kaidem shnev ha'olam ha'yahu shmei b'levad, by himself. Shmei hi midas malchus yisbarach, kidua, the melech ibchinas shem. I mean, the malchus is the name, that's called the name, the malchus. V'gam ata, and even now, page 9 aleph. And that's the meaning of what we say in davening. The days of the world. What does that mean? The gamata, that even now, after the world was created, that we're living in the time that's mimais olam. We have days of the world. We have a world. Mimais olam. He is praised and higher and greater and beyond and above the world. The same hisnasis that was me'oz before creation is now. Because Hashem is baruch himself, what's called his name, even his name, which is not himself, even his name, does not extend forward, doesn't shine out to us, to the Talmidim, to the students, to become enclosed in the worlds and in our way of thinking and feeling and understanding, we can't. Heinrich and Yerdim Mitzamtsim Elayim does not descend, it's not Mitzamtsim Elayim, Sheyuchel is Galasman, to become revealed to them. El Nishra Bechinus Roimim Musa Havdalah remains Roimim Musa Havdalah beyond and separate. Vitamizan Nimshal Hashem La'esh. And this is why Kivyachal Hashem is compared to fire. Kashem Lakacha Eish Eich Lohu. Ki Kamesha Eish. The same way the nature of the fire is to flicker upward, to soar upwards, and not to descend downward. It's the opposite of the nature of water. The nature of water is to descend, to flow downward. We're speaking about the essence of Hashem. Even though it's true that there is nothing without God, everything in the world is only God. There's nothing where he isn't. There's no place where he isn't. He doesn't descend in a way that's goluy, that's revealed, that's understood, that's acceptable or receivable by human beings, by mortal human beings, by finite beings. Even though everything is God, but it's not understood or seen by us. So it remains in a state of Raimimus Vahavdalamiham. She goes on. Hashem reaching down to the worlds to influence, to create, and to give life to the world, and so on. That takes place with the Tzimtzum, and you read this as Shefa, the Shefa of life descending lower and lower and lower from one level to the next. Shazubachin is mayim, which is compared to water. She heard him, Yimachim Gavar, Lamachim Lamach, that descends from a high place and flows to a low place. Inyi Nirides Eilu Hu Lahalim Alahastir. Yili Elakusias Baruch Bechvayt of Atzma, the purpose of all of these coverings and veils and hiding and descending, all this big, big thing that's going on, is because Hashem's essence can't be revealed. Ki Mahaya Begili Azayis Batlo Eilimus Mitziyusam. Were Hashem's essence to be revealed, and it couldn't be a world. The Achzula Ayin VeEfes, can my kind be asylum? Everything would return to Ayin VeEfes like before creation. Because God in His essence is alone, Yochid Miuchad, singular, one, unique. And in light of that infinite essence of God, there can't be anything else. V'meila kol mitzias ha'ilumis leititochin eliyadei tzimtzumim m'sachim rabim. Therefore, the entire mitzias of all worlds can only take place to all kinds of tzimtzumim u'm'sachim rabim, many coverings, many masks and veils ha'malimu mastir mahusias v'tzimusis bar, that hide and cover and conceal mahusia v'tzimusis bar. V'chein ha'shefa l'kiya bari m'chayis ha'ilumis en ha'nimshach ba'ilumis eliyadei tzimtzumim m'sachim. Therefore, the water that flows into the world can only come, it can only, after flowing down many, many, many levels and going through many, until finally it can come into our lives. So that, because Hashem's infinite essence is not being revealed in that bracha that already has flown into the brecha of our lives, into the pool of our lives, after going through so many, so many, so many, many infinite descents until it comes into our lives. The end of the Aleph and Nimtzah Shekol Geder Hashpa El Ha'ilmas, the entire definition of Hashem's Hashpa coming into the world, to all worlds. Lo Yitachin Beis Baruch Befarad of Atzma, it's not talking about himself, it's a ziv, it's a ray, it's an extension, whatever you want to call it, it's not him. Even though there's nothing that's not him. Everything is Him, but that's not Begilui, it's not anything that could ever be revealed to us or experienced by us. Nachdim hu yizbarach bezgalus, because if it would be bezgalus revealed, then misbatelus mitzias ha'ilmas, then all worlds would be misbatel, all worlds would disappear, they couldn't exist. Page Nun Beis. The meaning of this that as far as his essence, his unknowable infinite essence is concerned, there can't be any hashpa. There can't be hashpa. It can't be a giving over. Perish, not in that way of surrounding, and that way, not in the way of filling. Perish mavul bezar. We learned this in the earlier mamar many times. It's explained in the Zohar Kodesh, Diyus Baruch Mamalik Kalam and the Sov Kalam, that Hashem relates to the world in these two ways. He fills all worlds and He surrounds all worlds. These are two types of lights and chiyas and life. Mamalik Kalam, filling all worlds, Hu Ha'or, Hu Ha'or, V'achiyas Elokiyah Mislabish B'nevayim L'achiyayisam, that's the light of Hashem and the life of God, of godliness, that is enclosed in all that exists, to give life to the table, to the chair, to us, to the sun, the moon. This is compared to the soul that enters into the body to give life to the body. So leguf chai, that instead of the body being some lifeless clump of different chemicals and whatever, the nefesh is mislabesh in the guf, it's enclosed in the guf to give life to the guf. So too, that light of Hashem that's called memale kol amin is the aspect of godliness that is like the soul that enters into the body, the light of Hashem that enters into the world to give life to the world, that it should be a lebe dekevel, just like the nefesh gives life to man, that it should be a lebe dekemensh. K'mayimer Chazal, ma ha-nefesh ma-malei es-aguf, kach yashbohu ma-malei es-aguf, Chazal say this much. Ma ha-nefesh ma-malei es-aguf, just as the soul fills the body, kach yashbohu ma-malei es-aguf, ma-malei chal ha-aretz. That's Mimali Kol Almin. The Soivav Kol Almin surrounds all worlds, Hu Ha'or Ha'loki. That is the godly light, Shebebchinus Ein Soif, infinite. The Liyasei Or Bilti Mugbal, since it's a light, that is a Bilti Mugbal, that's without any boundaries, it's infinite. Any Yochaliyas Nitpas Ba'ilms, it can't be contained or understood in the worlds. And therefore it's called Sayyid Kal Alvin, surrounding the worlds. Alpha Pishagam or is a Nitzah B'Sarach Elamus, even though this light exists in the worlds, but it surrounds the worlds. Mashpibam Chiyas Vekim, Lefisha Nisha moved on Rumam, but it's higher and therefore not understood or comprehended. Alvin Mekomakam, nevertheless, Gam Sayyid Kal Alvin, we shouldn't think is him. Even this, which is called surrounding all the worlds, Hu'ur, it's still light. Shinyon lahachis is alamus. The Indian is lahachis alamus to give life to the worlds. Elo sha'ifin pulosahu, shagam kishapo, but the way that it works is, shagam kishapoil ba'ilmus nisha b'chinis avdolim him. That it works, even though it has the effect upon the world, to give life to the world, it remains always something separate, beyond. V'im kain gam or azehu begeda hashpa. But still, this light of Sagar Kalaman is mashpia, it's still a hashpah. It's just a hashpah that is called surrounding, which we can't comprehend or understand. But that's still not Hashem himself. That's not Kivyochel himself. That too is an or, it's a light. It's a soivev. Mashenken Kashbaruchu ba'atzmai, Kashbaruchu Kivyochel himself. Ain't a begadah hashpah kal, there's no hashpah at all. Hashpah, the system of hashpah takes place through Soivav Kalaman and Memali Kalaman. Soivav that we can't understand, but it's doing all that stuff, and Memali is that we can understand and feel. But that's still not HaKadosh Baruch Kivyochel himself. HaKadosh Baruch Kivyochel himself is ain't a begadah hashpah, he's higher than any such concept or term or thing that's called hashpah. Afloy b'ayfim shal Soivav, not even that's called Soivav, surrounding. Hashem's unknowable, infinite essence fills everything and is everywhere. There is no place where he isn't. It's true. Hashem is everywhere, but not in any way that could have hashpah on us. Not in any way that we could experience, feel, talk about, or think about, or understand, or have some shaykhs to. It is. He is. The same way as before creation. It's all the same. Before creation, after creation. But that's not something that has hashpah on us. It's not mashpia on us. Achenikah, therefore, it's called kel elyon. Klamishuam, v'nisav gavah ma'ayim, mitam z'nikah kashbaruchu kel elyon, exalted high. That's obvious that Hashem is higher. What I have to say about Hashem, that he's kel elyon. He's higher than me and you. He's higher than the trees and the mountains. But he's higher. What does that mean? It's silly to even say such a thing, that Hashem is higher than the world. So what does it mean? Elo akavon Hashem ahusav atzmus yizborach kol kach mur misnasim kol elmas ad shein shaych liyas shum hashpah mitis. But then he's elyon. Elyon doesn't mean that he's better than mountains and higher than the sky. It means that it's beyond any hashpah. He is something that's not in the realm of hashpah. The Nisha Tamid Biramuso, that didn't change with creation. Therefore, Nimshala Aish is compared to fire. When a person feels this, when a person is aware of this reality, again, it doesn't mean that there's ashpa of it. It means he believes in this, and he meditates upon this. That how he is, there is no room for anything else that exists. There's nothing, only him. As a mildly believe her Adam, this, and a person can feel this. This creates within the person a hava v'tshuka gedayla, a great love and a great longing. B'chol nekudas levavai, to the depths of his heart. Lidabik b'yisbarach, to become one with Hashem. Yichud of Achdus Yisburg, the Tachlas Yichud, absolute Yichud, oneness. Atfal Yisham Hu Uma Mehergesh Metzias Asmos, to the point that there's nothing at all left of feeling himself, that the person doesn't feel anything of himself, nothing. He disappears into that infinite reality of God. There is nothing, only God. Of course, a human being, the closest you can get to that is a feeling of, I don't want anything, I have nothing, I don't want my own life, I don't want anything. There is nothing, and there isn't me. Ad l'atzam chayav mamish, totally ready to be meisa nefesh, to give up his life. Avur yisbor, for the sake of Hashem. Page Nun Gimel. V'zeh nikra, and this is called, limsa nafsho be'echad, to give over one's soul to the oneness of God. When this absolute oneness of God is experienced by the person, it brings about, it causes there to be a complete and total surrendering of the self to God. This great love is called the outpouring of the soul. Mm-hmm. It's higher than anything of the intellect. This longing is not because of something that a person can understand. It's because of something that a person can't understand. It's because of what you can't understand. Therefore it's not constrained or bound. The things that the mind can comprehend or understand, then you don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be a Talmud Chacham. Elohi dveikus pnimis mitzad etzem nekudas halev. It's a dveikus pnimis from the etzem nekudas halev, from the point of the heart. And this is possible only because ki chelek Hashem amai. It's possible because in each and every Jew, chelek Hashem amai. Now what that means, Chelek Hashem Amo, the Bez Hashem will continue. And next Monday morning will be Chanukah, Bez Hashem, so then we'll really be able to understand it even better.